down in Okeechobee, there's a man that I know. He's an old Florida cracker they call Okeechobee Joe. Now Joe, he's a cowboy, cracks a big long whip to pop the bramer from the brush and make the wild hog get. And he'll settle the rattlesnake's hash with a little bit of flick of that lash. He's a buckaroo from the slough. He likes barbecue. Oh, Okeechobee Joe. His forefathers gathered wild cattle here and yon from the stock that got away from Ponce de Leon. They soon began to prosper. In fact, they had quite a boon selling cattle to Cuba for Spanish doubloons. From Kissimmee to Boone to Rosa, the saddle to was La Casa. Now he rises home, sneezing the Spanish moans, checking in, bring across, oh, Okeechobee Joe. For 500 years he's been doing things his way. The old ways are still alive, and old Joe today, well, sawgrass, quicksand, bogs, and wild boar, spider snakes, gators, and skeeters galore in the murky black water. Things are crawling to and fro. It's just a tiptoe through the palmetto for Okeechobee Joe. And deep in the shade of the bowers, he shows you feast of flowers, where the hurricane blows and the oranges grow, and they talk real slow with Okeechobee Joe. It's a feller named Mickey Miles. The way they all get together neath the live oak trees, Joe's a fixin' swamp cabbage and a collard greens. Take your frog legs, catfish, the gator tails, throw them in a pot and call it Roundup Stew. The old stories are told anew at the Cracker Rendezvous. Where the honeysuckle vines ran afoul of you, sipping at moonshine, 190 proof. Your Lord.